Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some great news for Donald J. Trump. We will get to that. There's also great news, believe it or not, for Nikki Haley, who's been looking for some good news in her struggling campaign to try to catch up to Trump and at least to keep her challenge to Trump's nomination alive. Nikki Haley today won her first primary ever, and she has become the first woman candidate for president to ever win a primary election. Where did she win? We'll tell you about it. She also won two U.S. senators, widely respected, who endorsed her for president. Before that, she had no U.S. senators who endorsed her because virtually all the Republicans in the Senate were endorsing Trump, if they endorsed at all. So where did she pick up those two senators? We will tell you. The big news of the day, of course, is the tremendous victory for President Trump in the Supreme Court, where, as many people expected, there was a sweeping decision, and it was a unanimous decision. We're going to be speaking about that decision with legal scholar and nationally syndicated columnist David French, who is somebody who is not part of the Trump team, but acknowledges that this is a very, very significant milestone and a significant victory for the President of the United States, who wants to be President of the United States again. In fact, one of the things that's striking about the last 48 hours is coming up to Super Tuesday, which is tomorrow. This doesn't get to be Super Monday. I don't know what kind of Monday this gets to be. If you're one of those people who wanted to see President Trump disqualified from appearing on any ballot, this could be a mournful Monday because nobody on the Supreme Court, no, not even Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and Katanya Jackson, not even the three liberal justices appointed by liberal presidents, not even those individuals voted to take Trump off the ballot. There's also new polling from the New York Times and Siena College, new polling that spells not trouble for Biden, it spells disaster for Biden. And in fact, they had to put in a huge piece in the New York Times, a piece written by friend of the show, Peter Baker, who's been a guest on our show, about why Democrats are fooling themselves if they think there's going to be some kind of dramatic event where Joe Biden pulls out of the race. This, as his campaign spokespeople have said again and again and again, is not likely to happen. He's going to stay in the race. He still believes that he can win. But the numbers for Biden look terrible, with 10% of the people who say they voted for him last time in 2020, 10% of those people saying not just that they won't vote for Biden again, but they're planning to vote for Trump. And that is the biggest ouch imaginable. Over the weekend, also confirmation of poll after poll after poll showing that in the seven swing states, Trump is ahead in all of them. And in some of those swing states, Trump is ahead by a lot. Trump reacting to all the news in his behalf this morning was actually somewhat subdued until it got to basically blaming all of this in the latest conspiracy theory on Joe Biden. The latest conspiracy theory is that all of these cases, including the ones that have just been settled. The one that was just settled was the case based upon a Colorado Supreme Court decision to take Trump's name off the ballot. Why? Because Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States says that if you have been guilty of insurrection against the United States after taking an oath of office to serve and save the country, if you violated that oath by then committing an insurrection, then you were not eligible to serve in any high public office. And obviously, if you can't serve in any high public office, then the logic would be your name should be taken off the ballot. The difficulty that they found was that this decision was being made by a state. And this was a Colorado decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court based on a state case. And the decision made by the court that was unanimous, that everybody agreed on, which was with different subsidiary decisions with some differences. But what everybody agreed on is that, look, this is not a state matter. Because the President of the United States is not a state office, and you can't have chaos prevailing across the country if you use the state power to determine the outcome of the most important federal election. The way it's covered in National Review, which predictably has some of the best coverage, National Review says, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday, that would be today, to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court decision removing Trump from the state primary ballot just one day before voters in Colorado and in 14 other states and one U.S. territory, that's in Samoa, they all plan to go to the polls to select their Republican nominee. The unanimous ruling holds that only Congress, federal Congress, has the authority to restrict ballot access based on a candidate's alleged violation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits individuals who have engaged in an insurrection from holding federal office. Now, the decision by the court didn't say anything about whether they considered Trump to have been guilty of an insurrection when he tried to overturn the election of 2020, and when he seemed to encourage the riots in the Capitol building on January 6th. Now, those matters will still be adjudicated when his trial with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith finally gets to its conclusion. That is assuming the Supreme Court strikes down Trump's plea for immunity from anything that he did while he was president of the United States. The decision that the Supreme Court ruling issued today, it says, this case raises the question whether the states, in addition to Congress, may also enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency. For the reasons given, responsibility for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates rests with Congress and not the states. The judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court, therefore, cannot stand. And immediately, by the way, a part of the reaction to this particular decision has been there are prominent Democrats led by Jamie Raskin, the congressman from Maryland, who was one of the leaders of the second impeachment of President Trump, who are moving to try to change federal law to make Trump disqualified somehow retroactively. Don't think that's going to work. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedMen Show. We'll be right back.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, broadcasting the day before Super Tuesday. This is Super Monday. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, the President of the United States, the 45th President, who wants to become the 47th President, just won a significant victory at the Supreme Court that he helped to appoint. But what's striking is he didn't win the support in terms of keeping him on the ballot in Colorado, in Maine, in Illinois, and other places where there had been statewide efforts to take him off the ballot because he violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which meant that the officials in those states, including the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, had believed that President Trump had participated in an insurrection, even though there has been no legal conviction yet about him participating in insurrection. The Democrats, of course, are hoping that that will transpire. But if he were even convicted of an insurrection and a state presumed that they wanted to take him off the ballot, that wouldn't work. It would have to be through Congress or through an act of Congress or with specificity about some kind of procedure for this to actually hold up in court. That's the judgment of the Supreme Court ruling in Trump's favor. There's also just a sliver of good news covered in the Wall Street Journal, which has been fairly harsh on President Biden, particularly concerning the economy. But they have a headline on the front page, "Voters' Views of Economy Warm, Benefiting Biden Just Marginally." Is it marginally enough to make this a horse race in what appears to be narrowing down very directly, despite Nikki Haley's victory, taking all of the 16 delegates associated with Washington, D.C., winning the primary election in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, even though Nikki Haley has finally actually won something against Donald Trump? Does this mean that there is still a lot of uncertainty left in the election? Well, no. With Super Tuesday, 16 different primary contests or caucuses today, and President Trump is very widely expected to win all of them. President Trump had a victorious series of statements that he made this morning, reacting to the Supreme Court. And here is the way he celebrated his own victory in that court case about his name on the ballot in Colorado. Clip 18.
Thank you very much. I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted. And I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs. And they worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now, extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of the race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well.
Okay, that's really not what the case was about, President Trump. The case did say that Congress, for instance, could take a candidate out of the race based upon the procedures that are not specifically outlined in the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, but those procedures are strongly implied. That's one of the reasons that Jamie Raskin, one of the architects of the second impeachment of President Trump, is trying to move for immediate congressional action. That congressional action couldn't happen quickly enough, and even if it did happen quickly enough, I'm not sure it would apply retroactively to undermine this lawsuit that was just thrown out, where the decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court was not upheld. And President Trump also had a message that he wanted to send, not only to bring the country together, but to hit back at what he believes is the nefarious plans and plots and maneuverings against him in the legal system by Joe Biden. This is clip 9. Listen.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that. The other thing I say to President Biden, close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done. And many people are dying. Many, many people are dying. They die on the trip up. They die going through the border. And they die in our country. But many of the people coming up are from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. Many are terrorists. You see it. Many, many are terrorists. And I believe the real number that we have right now is probably closer to 15 million people.
Okay, those numbers are hotly disputed by other people who are actually experts in this field. And as they have made the point in fact-checking President Trump, the evidence that there are millions of immigrants from insane asylums, they don't have that big an asylum system in places like Venezuela or Guatemala or El Salvador, for that matter. And the idea that he is asking President Biden to close the border, this is like that old idea. We've talked about this on this show many, many times for many years. I wish it were true that it were very easy, that there was a big lever underneath the president's reliance desk in the Oval Office, that he could just reach under that old desk, pull the lever, and then push it. It'd be a little creaky, maybe it'd need some oil, but you pull that lever and boom, the border is closed. The idea that it would be so easy to close the border is like the idea that it would be so easy to build a wall, and that'd do it. And the question here has become, especially with President Biden now himself wanting to do some completion on the wall, is this going to be the dominant issue in this election? More on the idea that voters are beginning to warm to a view of Biden's economy. Could that make him a competitive candidate for re-election? We'll get to it on the Medved Show.
We admire your courage, your integrity, your intelligence, your patriotism. You're a breath of fresh air.
Michael Medved.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News.
news update. The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours or if their symptoms have been improving. Additionally, the CDC advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others.
USA's John Schaefer. War in the Middle East bleeds into the natural world as happens. In the wake of a successful Houthi rebel sinking, it was a UK-owned commercial cargo ship. Fertilizer is now infesting the waters of the Red Sea. At the same time, the sinking marks the very first time Houthi rebel attackers have actually put a commercial cargo ship beneath the waves since their attacks ramped up in November. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, President Trump responding to the Supreme Court decision on his behalf and in his favor this morning, a 9-0 decision. Now, it was 9-0 despite the fact that there were splits in terms of the reasoning behind this decision. But what they all nine agreed on, including all of the conservative appointees, Alito and Justice Thomas and Chief Justice Roberts, plus the three new Trump appointees, plus Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Justice Jackson, they all agreed that you can't rely upon a state court to take someone off a federal ballot, particularly a president of the United States who represents all the people in all the states, not just the states of Colorado or Illinois or Maine, where there were serious ballot challenges against Trump. And the point about this is that President Trump was blaming President Biden and saying, don't try to defeat me with these court cases against me. What's fascinating about that is Biden, who does not have good control of his mouth, I mean, of course Trump doesn't either, but Biden sometimes says things, blurts out things that are deeply damaging to him. He has never blurted out somehow the idea that he is going to beat Donald Trump in the courtroom. He could have said that. He could have said, no, I'm running against an indicted felon and somebody who still has a lot of courtroom explaining to do. President Biden has not talked like that. And as a matter of fact, you could say, yeah, but he still let Merrick Garland, his attorney general, go ahead with prosecution of Trump for overturning or trying to overturn election results or prosecution against Trump based upon the documents that he took and then held and refused to return without authorization. The point about this is that anyone, he was not singled out for unique prosecution on the documents issue. And you can see the result when President Trump had his own special prosecutor going after President Biden. That was Mr. Hoor, as you may remember, and caused Biden that terribly embarrassing passage saying he's a well-meaning elderly man with a faulty memory. This is, of course, one of the biggest problems facing Biden in all of the polling. The big case coming up, where there will also be a Supreme Court decision, and this is one which is the opposite of what people had said about the court case that was decided today. The court case that was decided today, overwhelmingly, legal experts believed that the court would not go along with taking Trump off the ballot. This election was not going to be concluded in a courtroom. It was not going to be concluded in the Supreme Court's chambers and their private debates. It's going to go to the people of the United States. And there are going to be tens of millions of people who vote for both candidates. That's going forward. What is interesting is the next case, which is going to be immunity, where the president, former president, President Trump, wants the court to decide that something that he did while he was serving as president cannot be prosecuted. And basically the idea is that a president should be responsible to his own better judgment, but he doesn't have to be and shouldn't be, according to Trump, responsible to the law. And most legal experts believe that this will be another unanimous decision, which, by the way, helps the concern of people who care about the prestige of the Supreme Court, its credibility. If they have two unanimous decisions, one that is pro-Trump and one that is anti-Trump, that's the kind of thing that Chief Justice Roberts would favor, that the court would prefer. Here is Trump this morning making the argument on behalf of immunity in the federal 2020 election case, basically arguing for the idea that anything that he did to try to overturn the election was part of his official job as president, and therefore it's beyond prosecution. Here's President Trump, clip 19.
And another thing that will be coming up very soon will be immunity for a president, and not immunity for me, but for any president. If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office or even before they leave office. And some decisions are very tough. I can tell you that as a president, that some decisions to make are very tough. I took out ISIS, and I took out some very big people from the standpoint of a different part of the world, two of the leading terrorists, probably the two leading terrorists ever that we've ever seen in this world. And those are big decisions. I don't want to be prosecuted for it.
Okay, the point is that he doesn't want to be prosecuted for it. It's not against the law for the President of the United States to act in defense of the country. But it is against the law for the President of the United States to try to invalidate and then to continue trying to invalidate, and with some very spurious methods, an election that has taken place and that is valid. And the idea that a president should be beyond the law and that the law doesn't bind the president violates the very, very fundamental concept of the United States, which is that nobody, no matter how rich you are, no matter how powerful you are, nobody is beyond the reach of our system of laws. President had this to say about winning with the court. Here's clip 17.
So I don't want to win this way. Look, I want to win based on my policies are better. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to get interest rates down. You're going to be able to buy homes again. I mean, you can't buy a home today. The interest rates are so high. I want to win on safe borders. I want to stop wars. I want to stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. I want to stop what's happening in Israel. Israel would have never been attacked if I were president. Ukraine would have never, ever been attacked if I was president. You wouldn't have had inflation. Inflation was caused by high energy prices. I had low energy prices. I would have kept them there very easily. And it probably maybe caused the war with Ukraine because Putin became rich all of a sudden. It went up so much, and I watched President Biden talking about Putin. Putin became very rich because at $100 a barrel, he's got so much money to fight a war. At $40 a barrel, he doesn't have the money to fight a war. But he wouldn't have done it anyway because I told him not to.
Okay. Do people believe that, Trump told him not to? And this after the fact that he had previously taken part of Ukraine, taken the Crimean Peninsula before Trump even became president. And the idea, told them not to, that's always a good policy. So what about this idea that an improving economy improves chances for Joe Biden? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And in the Wall Street Journal today, there is a big headline. It says the Fed's latest problem, a strong economy. Improving productivity and better-than-expected growth make it risky to cut interest rates too much. We will see how that goes. The markets, even to a greater extent, will obviously see how that goes. The Dow Jones down 104 points moderately today. Meanwhile, there is a front-page story in the Wall Street Journal. It says voters' views of economy warm, benefiting Biden just marginally. And this is based on a brand new Wall Street Journal poll. And Trump, the front runner for the GOP nomination, holds a narrow lead over Biden, a Democrat. In a head-to-head test of the expected 2024 presidential matchup, 47% picking Trump, 45% picking Biden. That means the difference is within the survey's margin of error of plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. They write, Aaron Zittner writes in the Wall Street Journal, voters are shedding some of their pessimism about the economy, a new Wall Street Journal poll finds. But the more upbeat mood is producing only a marginal improvement in views of President Biden. Now, why is that? It's because President Biden has this overwhelming problem that is a human problem. It's not just a presidential problem. He's getting older, and he's gotten older. And they interview a bunch of voters who say, well, he doesn't look like the same President Biden I voted for. That's why an overwhelming majority of Americans, including people who voted for Biden last time, think he's too old to run. And it's why they have other polling that shows that 10% of the people who voted for Biden last time say this time they're going to vote for Trump. And there are others who say they're just not going to vote. Now, does that mean that this is a done deal for President Trump? It's probably a done deal for winning the nomination. I mean, Super Tuesday's tomorrow. He may walk off after Super Tuesday with very close to the delegates he needs to win the nomination. The nomination, yes. And then the big fascinating question will be who he picks as his running mate, and there'll be more on that. But they point out that some 31% of voters in the survey said the economy had gone better over the past 2 years during the majority of Biden's tenure. That's a rise of 10 percentage points from a journal poll in December. 43% said their personal finances are headed in the right direction. That's a 9-point increase from the prior survey. But the recent spate of rising economic prices still weighs heavily on the public. More than two-thirds of voters say inflation is headed in the wrong direction despite ample data showing that it is modified. Nearly three-quarters say price increases are outstripping gains in household income. Only one-quarter see an improvement in the ability of the average person to get ahead. And the numbers actually show that the reality is household income has been going up faster than the cost of living. The new survey gives clues to one of the most pressing questions in the 2024 presidential campaign, whether an improving economy will lift Biden's re-election prospects against President Donald Trump. The answer so far appears to be that it is helping Biden just a bit, but also that more voters are turning their attention instead to immigration, a perilous issue for the president. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons, if you follow the propaganda that is coming out of the Trump campaign, and that's not, by the way, saying that the Trump campaign is uniquely propagandistic. All presidential campaigns do propaganda. And the propaganda for the Trump campaign is increasingly emphasizing immigration as opposed to inflation. There was a piece on X that was put together by Jason Miller. We have that, Jeremy. I just want to put that on the screen for a moment because I think it's very telling. They use a picture of some of the airlifted supplies that have been dropped onto the beach in Gaza to try to stop some of the suffering from civilians in the Gaza Strip in the midst of the war. Kamala Harris gave an awful speech yesterday in Selma, Alabama. But Jason Miller's piece, you see the parachutes, you see the people running on the beach, you see Gaza. And the beaches are beautiful in Gaza. It's why so many people thought that if it hadn't been completely ruined by Hamas and their brutal dictatorship in Gaza, that little piece of land could actually have prospered and become, if not the Singapore of the Middle East, at least another Beirut. And in any event, Jason Miller posts, who's an aide to President Trump, posts on X. He posts, Joe Biden is traveling to Philadelphia and Atlanta this week. I'm sure a lot of people in both cities wish he cared as much about them as he does people in other countries. And then it shows people running to catch these black parachutes that are airlifting food to the beach in Gaza. Now, does anybody really believe that Joe Biden cares more about people in Gaza than he does about people in Philadelphia or Atlanta? Is that what people in Philadelphia and Atlanta are waiting for? Is this for airlifting food and emergency supplies? I mean, isn't this a little bit off the reservation? And speaking of off the reservation, there is this piece from The New Yorker, which is fascinating. They make the point that by the usual measures, Biden should be cruising to re-election. Violent crime has dropped to nearly a 50-year low. Unemployment is below 4%. And in January, the S&P 500 and the Dow hit record highs. More Americans than ever have health insurance, and the country is producing more energy than at any previous moment in our history. The president's opponent is facing 91 criminal counts. Yeah, 91 criminal counts, and has suggested that if he is elected, he will fire as many as 50,000 civil servants and replace them with his personal loyalists. He will deputize the National Guard as a mass deportation force and root out what he calls the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. That'll be an extraordinary thing to live through. So they go into the piece in the New Yorker as to the deeper problems that Biden is facing. But clearly, one of the deepest problems he is facing has to do with his age. And that's what's increasingly prominent in a series of other polls beyond the Wall Street Journal poll. And they make the point that most Biden voters of 2020 fear he's too old to lead. This is the front page of the New York Times. A widespread concerns about President Biden's age pose a deepening threat to his reelection bid, with a majority of voters who actually supported him in 2020 now saying, 4 years later, that he is too old to lead the country effectively, according to a new poll by the New York Times and Siena College. The survey pointed to a fundamental shift in how voters who backed Mr. Biden 4 years ago now have come to see him. A striking 61%, and these are people who voted for Biden last time, said they thought he was just too old to be an effective president. We'll get the response on that from two leading conservative thinkers, David French and Mona Charon, two of the most outstanding minds in the political analysis business. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.